following message is from New Life Gillette series At the Movies. This week, Pastor Mike presents part three of this series.
Good morning. At the Movies. Good stuff. Hey, we're doing a good movie today, but I just want to warn you, it's a little hard to watch. And so some of you will watch this movie today and kind of get this feeling, it doesn't apply to me. I don't struggle with those things. I don't have a hard time with those things. But my encouragement to you is not to just brush it off, but to figure out how does it apply to your life? How can it be applicable to your life? And then going forward, how can you use it to help reach other people or help people through their journey? But it's a really good movie. I hope we take a lot out of it. So let's dive in. Watch this.
For the At the Movies series, we try to choose movies that encourage you and build your faith. But every once in a while, we pick a movie that doesn't make you feel so good when you watch it, in hopes that it will help us live better lives. The first person we meet in this movie is Jackson. He's a talented guy and a really likable guy, but he made a few decisions in private that really messed up his life. On stage, he looked like he had it all together, but in private, he was developing a bad habit that would eventually destroy his life. In the next scene, Jackson meets Allie, a struggling musician who thinks about giving up because she's just not making it anywhere in music. She's very talented, but she just hasn't caught her break. During one of their first conversations, Allie made up a song and sang it to Jackson. Jackson loved it. I like it too. You should listen to the lyrics as she sings them.
Where are you from?
Arizona.
Arizona boy.
Mm-hmm. Dad had like a midlife crisis, I think. So I've been told. Made his way to Arizona, started working for his family on a pecan ranch.
A pecan ranch?
Yeah. Knocked up the family's daughter. She was just shy of 18.
Uh-oh.
That's when I came into the picture.
Okay. The son of an 18-year-old.
Well, she died at childbirth. And my dad,
he
died when I was 13. So I guess my brother would tell you that he raised me, but I don't know who was raising who. Just 127 acres of nuts, Navajo, and nowhere to go.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
Is that me?
That's you.
You just write that now?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. I started writing this song the other day, and Maybe that could work, like as a chorus or something. I have to think if I can remember it. I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now.
Can I tell you a secret? I think you might be a songwriter. But don't worry, I won't tell anybody. But I'm not very good at keeping secrets.
I love Allie's song. She said, "Aren't you tired of trying to fill that void? Do you need more?" Maybe you can relate. Do you feel empty? Are you looking for something to fill a void in your life? If you are, you're not alone. Until we have become the people God created us to be, we all have a void in our lives. That void encourages us to continue the process of becoming who we were created to be. Psalm 127 says, "Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builder is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good." That's what happened in Jack and Allie's relationship. In this story, you find two people trying to fill a void in their lives. Later in the story, Jack surprised Allie by inviting her on stage to sing her song.
Thank you very much. That was great. There's a friend of mine who came a long way to be here, and she wrote a great song, and I just like her to sing it.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Searching for, I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. Keeping it so hardcore.
So almost overnight, Allie's career skyrockets, and so does Allie and Jack's relationship. Unfortunately, as their careers took off, their lives broke down. They thought they had filled the void with success, but they discovered that success only temporarily numbed the pain. Only God can actually fill the void in your life, because God created you, and He created you for a purpose. If you're trying to fill the void with something other than the things that God created you for, you will eventually recognize that those things always fall short. If you're developing bad habits in private, you're depending on something other than Christ to cope, and it will eventually cause much more pain than it will help. Part of the problem is that we are often tempted to avoid pain, to suppress pain with distractions, with hobbies, alcohol, drugs, pornography, or some other way. The problem is that it's actually healthy to face pain and deal with it head on. Avoiding it just delays it and expands it. And even worse, most unhealthy coping habits turn into addictions, and eventually they lead to depression. Jordan Peterson writes that there are three main problems that people with addictions have. Number one, they're trying to change on their own. They want to create massive change in their lives, but the change is so massive that it overwhelms their capacity for self-control. They just can't have enough self-control on their own. When you're addicted, almost nobody can change on their own. Number two, because they fail at doing the one thing that they know they should and must do, and usually want to do, they experience enormous levels of shame and guilt, often taking the form of critical internal dialogue. They can't forgive themselves, so they have a hard time believing others will. Their self-esteem plummets, and that leads to number three. Their shame fuels depression and pessimism. And then the shame and guilt contributed to problem number one again. Their shame makes them want to try to change on their own because they're embarrassed to tell anybody about it. It's a terrible cycle. It's an evil circle of repetition. The three problems feed each other and grow and grow and grow out of control.
Go on, pal. He's out. You think maybe he drinks a bit much? Sweetie, you have no idea. Tell you one thing, though. He's never brought a girl on stage before. And it's been a long, long time since he played like that.
Well, that's good to know.
Are you dealing with a void in your life or with stress in unhealthy ways? Are you medicating with alcohol, drugs, caffeine, video games, or even porn? Are you taking more pills than you should, or are you living with Netflix more than you live with people? Paul said in 1 Corinthians, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. God will provide a way out, and that way will always involve community, grace, and hard work. It won't be easy, but God will help you if you'll let Him. Unfortunately, Jack didn't take that way out, and he continued the spiral to spiral out of control. He was successful publicly, but he was falling apart on the inside.
He said that he thought Interscope Records might really want to sign me. And he said that he has this wonderful studio with a beautiful live room and these amazing producers he wants to bring in to record my songs. And he loves Look What I Found. Remember the song we did in the diner? Remember when we were driving? Yeah. I mean, it was so nice talking to him, and he really believes in me. He's okay, he's fine. So he does this all the time. Hey, Jack? Thanks. What's going on? Hmm? What are you doing? Ah.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, you are. Oh, Jackson. Jack, stop. Why are you so jealous, boy? Hmm? What are you doing? What's wrong?
Comparison is the thief of joy, and it's the opposite of love. Comparison is a huge step toward depression. If you're depressed, there is a good chance that you've spent way too much time comparing yourself to other people. When you compare, you either become envious and jealous, or you become prideful and rude. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. It's not wise to compare yourself to others. And when you combine that temptation with the bad habit of using unhealthy means to suppress your pain, you get very ugly consequences."
And the winner is?
You good? Oh, this is exciting. You doing?
How great. Allie!
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm holding one of these. Thank you to Rez Gavra, my manager. Thank you for believing in me and telling me to get back from behind the piano and onto the stage.
Oh, you just won?
Thank you to my Jack Maine, my husband. I love you so much. I always wanted to be a singer on a big stage, and because of him, I am. We're having a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah.
Look.
If I haven't thanked you yet, just...
Did you see you're up there?
Yeah, I know. I started out singing with this beautiful man, and I'll sing with him for life. Oh, right, baby?
Yeah.
I'm so blessed to be in the company of such wonderful musicians. This is a dream come true, and all I can say is believe in yourself and don't give up, because there is a spot on that stage for you.
It's a really difficult scene to watch. And although Allie was completely willing to forgive him and help him heal, he kept drowning his pain with alcohol. And the more he used alcohol to suppress the pain rather than dealing with it head on, the more he began to think that he could never change.
I want to know what this is. My love. You hiding love songs?
No, I wouldn't say I was hiding it. I just started putting it down on paper when we were at home. I don't know, it just sort of fell out of me, I guess, and onto this page. And I put it in here, and I thought maybe you'd find it when he came back to you, maybe.
Well, I found it.
Listen. Uh, I'm sorry,
It's okay. It's okay, it's not your fault.
I'm sorry I did that.
It's okay. It's not your fault, it's a disease.
No, but I embarrassed you. I embarrassed you in that.
I'm not embarrassed of you.
It was so wrong. And then your dad.
My father loves you, it's okay.
I know, but I...
It's okay.
I know, but...
It's okay.
Man, that conversation is hard to watch. Probably because Jack's story is similar to so many of ours. Jack couldn't forgive himself. So he started telling himself lies about what he could do to escape the pain. This is one of Satan's most powerful weapons. He tries to convince us that we are unforgivable. John says, when Satan lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Satan may tell you that you'll never be good enough, that you can't be forgiven, but don't believe his lies. While you were still sinning, the God of the universe died for you so that you could be forgiven and so that you could be healed. You can have a new life. In the midst of his pain, Jack had a conversation with Allie's manager, a very selfish, greedy man who reinforced the lies that Jack was telling himself.
We're not exactly friends here. While you've been away, we've been back here in serious triage. You almost single-handedly derailed her whole career. You understand that? She's never gonna say this to you. She loves you too much. Just by staying married to you, she looks like a joke. It's embarrassing. Let's be honest. We both know it's only a matter of time before that's pushed aside again for the real thing. And when that happens, I don't want her anywhere near you.
Manny. I have some good news.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna go to Europe. We're gonna cancel the rest of the tour and I'm just gonna be here all summer. Isn't that great?
What happened?
Nothing happened. The label just loves the record and it's doing so well and they want to keep with the momentum and have me make another one. Rez is super psyched, so it'll be great. So tonight's going to be my last show. Going out with a bang at the Forum.
Great.
Yeah. Why don't you come with me? We can sing Shallow together. The fans will go crazy to see you. Come on, cowboy.
No, I'm not. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'll have a car come get you once I get there.
I'll meet you there.
I'll see you soon, okay?
Hey.
What?
I just wanted to take another look at you.
Bye,
Annie. Bye.
Or Charlie. Come here.
Please look over all of the dancers tonight and the band and my husband Jackson. We're so excited for him to be here with us. We got a big night. We got the Forum in LA. Let's do this.
I apologize to those of you who find that very difficult to watch, but I need to be very, very clear. Suicide is never the answer. Never. For those of you who are hurting, you're feeling overwhelmed or battling depression, you should know that there is always hope in Christ. Paul wrote these words to the church in Rome when they were feeling discouraged. He said, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Don't listen to the lies of Satan. There is always hope. Addiction is not a joke, but God will provide a way out. I pray that God fills you with that hope, with joy and peace, a peace that goes beyond our human ability to understand it. God cares for you. May he fill you with joy as you trust in him.
Hello, I'm Allie Main. Thank you for being here tonight to honor my husband. He wrote a song for me. I'd like to sing it for him tonight. And with your help, maybe I can. Thank you. Really. Thank you.
myself lying in your arms.
Life is hard. And all of us, when we face the pains and the struggles of life, have to answer the question, how am I going to cope? And the reality is the world offers a lot of ways to cope. We're just inventing new ways to cope, whether it's food or alcohol or drugs or some kind of relationship, whatever it is, it all falls short. Because as long as we're trying to escape pain, we'll never get away from it. The only way to deal with pain is to meet it face on. And the only way to do that is to approach the one who created us in this world, who gave us a way out, who died on the cross so that we could stand up to pain in our lives. See, because the reality is Jesus did not come to earth just to allow us to cope. Jesus came and he died on the cross so that not that you could cope and then someday escape. Like, I'm just going to make it through and then I'm going to escape to heaven someday. He came so that you could be healed, so that you could have a new life, and so that this incredible statement that you could have peace that goes beyond understanding. Like, I can't explain it. It's not because all my circumstances are good. It's not because I have money. It's not because all my relationships are healthy. I have peace because I am who I was created to be, because I am one with my heavenly Father. That's where that peace comes from. It does not come from circumstances. So when God said that when he made a way for you to be his child, he made a way so that you could be made whole, so that you could have a new beginning, a fresh start. So if you've found a way to cope that you're realizing does not help, you're not going to fix it on your own. The first thing you've got to do is you've got to run to your Heavenly Father, the one who created you for a purpose. And then surround yourself by His body. That means surround yourself with Christians, fellow believers who can support you, who can you can go to and you can say, hold me accountable. Help me. I'm struggling. I need to lean on you. I need your strength. Will you be there for me? So get in the life group. You're not going to face this battle on your own. Seek God and surround yourself with his children. There's a way out, and there is peace that goes beyond understanding. God, today I thank you for how you are working in the lives of people to help us to become who we were created to be. Would you allow us to be your hands and feet to each other today? Would you help us to lift each other up when we are down and remind each other of the joy that comes from being in our purpose, being called according to your purpose? Help us to love like you love. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to New Life Gillette. For more information, visit us on the web at www.newlifegillette.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And always remember, Jesus loves you very much, and he died to give you new life.